Let's read together Deuteronomy chapter 31. This chapter begins the conclusion of the book of Deuteronomy and concerns the transfer of leadership from Moses to Joshua. Let's begin by reading the first 13 verses. Then Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel, and he said to them, I am 120 years old today. I can no longer go out and come in. Also the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross over this Jordan. The Lord your God himself crosses over before you. He will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua himself crosses over before you, just as the Lord has said. And the Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and their land, when he destroyed them. The Lord will give them over to you, that you may do to them according to every commandment which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. So Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priests, the sons of Levi, who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, at the appointed time in the year of release, at the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and little ones, and the stranger who is within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn to fear the Lord your God and carefully observe all the words of this law, and that their children who have not known it may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land which you crossed the Jordan to possess. Let's begin our study of Deuteronomy chapter 31 with some background notes. Deuteronomy chapter 30 concludes the sermons of Moses to the children of Israel on the plains of Moab as they were about to cross over the Jordan River and enter the land of promise. Chapter 31 concerns the transfer of leadership from Moses to Joshua. We see in verse 2 that Moses is 120 years old at this point. Now, the outline of the life of Moses is easy to remember because the 120 years is divided into three periods of 40 years each. 40 years in Egypt, 40 years in the land of Midian, and 40 years leading the children of Israel from Egypt to Canaan. The point that Moses was making in verse 2 was that he knew his days were drawing to a close because the Lord had told Moses that he would not cross the Jordan River to enter the land. Remember, this was part of God's discipline when Moses wrongly struck the rock twice in the wilderness. He was only to speak to the rock. Read Numbers chapter 20, verses 11 and 12 in this connection. And in Deuteronomy chapter 3, we read in verse 25 that Moses prayed to the Lord that he might cross over the Jordan River, but God said no. So now here in Deuteronomy chapter 31, we read of Moses obediently following these directions to transfer the leadership to Joshua and encourage him for the job ahead. And that brings us then to our doctrinal or teaching points for Deuteronomy chapter 31. Doctrinal point number one, spiritual leadership must be passed on to the next generation. Spiritual leadership must be passed on to the next generation. The time had come for Moses to depart this earth. Now, did that mean the work of the Lord on this earth would come to an end? No, of course not. The work of the Lord with the children of Israel would continue. It's just that the spiritual leadership would be transferred from Moses to Joshua. This is the way it always is. The work of the Lord continues, but spiritual leadership must be passed on to the next generation. In fact, the work of the Lord should not suffer when the spiritual leadership is passed on to the next generation. If it does suffer, it may be an indication that the ministry was too much man-centered and not enough God-centered. Because spiritual leadership must be passed on to the next generation, The former generation of spiritual leaders should do all that it can to prepare the next generation of spiritual leaders. Now notice four things that Moses does to prepare for the transition. All of these are principles for the passing on process today. Number one, Moses makes sure that the people clearly understand that this transfer should not disrupt or diminish the work of the Lord in any way. Verses 4 and 5. Number 2, Moses encourages both the people and Joshua, the next leader, to be strong and courageous because they will not fail if they are faithful. Verses 6 through 8. Number 3, Moses makes sure that all Israel knows that Joshua is the next leader. Notice verse 7. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him, in the sight of all Israel. So Moses makes sure that all Israel knows that Joshua is the next leader. It's in the sight of all Israel. Number 4, Moses ensures that the emphasis on the word of God would continue by giving directions to the priests to publicly read the law every 7 years at the Feast of Tabernacles. Remember, this was well before the time of the printing press, so there were only limited copies of Scripture available. Now, it's obvious that all four of these areas of preparation by Moses for the transfer are principles for leadership transfer today. Spiritual leadership must be passed on to the next generation. Doctrine point number 2, the Lord prepares the spiritual leadership for the next generation. The Lord prepares the spiritual leadership for the next generation. Verses 14 through 23. Then the Lord said to Moses, behold, the days approach when you must die. Call Joshua and present yourselves in the tabernacle of meeting that I may commission him. So Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of meeting. Now the Lord appeared at the tabernacle in a pillar of cloud, and the pillar of cloud stood above the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord said to Moses, behold, you will rest with your fathers, and this people will rise and play the harlot with the gods of the foreigners of the land where they go to be among them. And they will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be aroused against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be consumed. And many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, have not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day because of all the evil which they have done, in that they have turned to other gods. Now therefore write down this song for yourselves and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel, when I have brought them to the land flowing with milk and honey, of which I swore to their fathers, and they have eaten and filled themselves and grown fat. Then they will turn to other gods and serve them. Then it shall be, when many evils and troubles have come upon them, that this song will testify against them as a witness, for it will not be forgotten in the mouths of their descendants. For I know the inclination of their behavior today, even before I have brought them to the land of which I swore to give them. Therefore Moses wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. Then he inaugurated Joshua the son of Nun and said, be strong and of good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land of which I swore to them, and I will be with you. In these verses, the Lord officially commissioned Joshua as the successor of Moses. The Lord had been preparing faithful Joshua for some time for this transfer. Joshua first appeared on the scene back in Exodus, where he proved to be an effective military leader in defeating the Amalekites. Read Exodus chapter 17 in this connection. Joshua became the right-hand man of Moses and was with him on Mount Sinai. Read Exodus chapter 24 in this connection. Think of all the leadership lessons Joshua would have learned from Moses. So the Lord was preparing Joshua for the leadership role he would assume when Moses died. And of course, Joshua was one of the faithful spies. So all of that was part of the Lord's preparation for this transfer of spiritual leadership from Moses to Joshua. And now here in Deuteronomy chapter 31, the Lord continues to prepare Joshua by officially commissioning him and including him in his communication to Moses concerning the future rebellion and discipline of the children of Israel, verses 14 through 17. The Lord prepares his new spiritual leaders so that they are not blindsided by the people they lead. And now notice one more item in Joshua's preparation in verse 19. Joshua is to help Moses write the song that begins in verse 30. The verb is plural in verse 19, indicating that both Moses and Joshua were directed to write the song. This song was to help the people remember their God, both the Lord's gracious care for his people, along with their responsibilities. All of these things were part of Joshua's preparation to be a leader of God's people. The same is true today. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 6 says that spiritual leaders should not be new converts. 1 Timothy 3:6, the Lord prepares the spiritual leadership for the next generation. Practical application from Deuteronomy chapter 31. Don't be afraid to tell people about God's anger. Don't be afraid to tell people about God's anger. Verses 24 through 29. Deuteronomy chapter 31, beginning now with verse 24. So it was when Moses had completed writing the words of this law in a book, when they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, saying, take this book of the law and put it beside the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there as a witness against you. For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. If today, while I was yet alive with you, you have been rebellious against the Lord, then how much more after my death? Gather to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their hearing and call heaven and earth to witness against them. For I know that after my death, you will become utterly corrupt and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. We see in these verses that Moses charged the priests to preserve the written law, probably the whole book of Deuteronomy. It was to be kept beside the Ark of the Covenant. The Ten Commandments on the tablets of stones, remember, were kept inside the Ark of the Covenant. Now notice how Moses does not hold back from reminding the children of Israel of their sinful natures and the fact that God is angry with sin and angry with sinners. Psalm 7, verse 11 says that God is angry with the wicked every day. We need to tell people that God loves them and has provided a way of salvation for them through Christ. But don't be afraid to tell people about God's anger. God is holy and hates sin, and he must judge sinners. John chapter 3, verse 36 says that the wrath of God abides on unbelievers. People need to know this so that they will be motivated to respond to God's way of salvation. Make sure you tell folks about God's love, but don't be afraid to tell people about God's anger, even children. Many children become believers when they learn of hell. Don't be afraid to tell people about God's anger.